today.
The Prez is in Burma. The action is in Israel and the Gaza Strip. Hamas wants open borders. Israel wants the rocket fire to stop. In the end, who suffers? Well, it's the innocent people on the ground. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So, count the rockets. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I think it's up to 100 plus at this point and counting. The Obama administration is saying Asia is what is really critical to our future. Military action in Gaza, just not really the best solution. The Brits are saying the same thing. The risk of a ground game is really not worth it in Gaza. But if Netanyahu explodes and goes after Iran, then I think you have World War III. And the question then is how soon, when, and how quickly do we get involved? Maybe not with Gaza and Hamas and Hezbollah, but you got to remember the two H's are backed by an I. Ahmadinejad, one of the most hated on the top five lists of short men who have a lot of power and aren't afraid to use that power as he talks out of both sides of his mouth. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad would love to get his fingers on the button of some nukes, and we know that because that's all that uranium enrichment stuff, which makes Israel nervous. Netanyahu's about to explode. And if he makes a move and decides somehow Iran gets maneuvered into this because of their support of Hamas and Hezbollah, then look out. I think all bets are off, and comments about not being in the grounds and Gaza and all that will be off the table because that won't be where the action is. It will change, and it will be in a much different direction. And the Middle East, as we know it, will explode much more than it has in the last decade, much bigger than that. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, if you're a football fan, wow, three overtime games, some crazy football action. We're going to get to that with our NFL wrap at the tail end of this hour. In between, talking about the atheist versus the baby Jesus. Yes, it's true. The atheists and the baby Jesus. It's all about a nativity scene, which, again, I don't understand this. Can we not live under the same set of, I don't know, casual codes? I don't want to call it that. Can't we all be pointed in the direction of open-mindedness? So can't the atheists let Christians do what they do? Can't we just get along in this sense? Religion has become such a divider. Not that it always hasn't been, because if you look in the Bible, that's what you see. You find stories of war over religions, right? And here we go again, another Christmas showdown. Doesn't there always seem to be one? So there's a big one brewing. It's about a city and canceling a nativity scene, but we'll get to that coming up on the flip side. Before we get there, there are some ducks in the studio. That's confusing me, hearing all the quacking in the background. Get away! Stop it! Get away! Yes, that is your lame duck Congress. Are they going to get anything done when it comes to the fiscal cliff? Oh, and I know, and I hate to use that phrase, but it is. That's what it's been dubbed, the fiscal cliff. Even Newt Gingrich, who makes the Sunday shows every couple of months, had this warning for fellow Republicans.
I watched Reagan get taken to the cleaners. I watched George H.W. Bush get taken to the cleaners. This idea, give us the taxes this week and we will presently, someday, eventually, give you some spending cuts, is not a very appealing thing. And I would hope Republicans would be very careful.
All right, so we know what it's about because we've been talking about it way too much. And when I say we've been talking about it way too much, you know, it's more than a problem when it takes you a year, 2 years, 3 years to solve the crisis of the numbers, knowing you're going down a deficit rabbit hole that you just can't seem to get out of. You got to make some hard decisions. You do have to come up with massive cuts. You do have to figure out a way to balance the two, and it doesn't seem to be in the cards. The Republicans aren't giving an inch, and the Democrats aren't giving an inch, and the bottom line is this is nothing new. Some people act as though this is some great new thing. It is not a great new thing because this has been in the offing for a long time. And there are some massive mountains to climb to avoid flying over the edge. They feel confident, supposedly, this was the word on the Hill on Sunday, that they could reach a deal to avert the problems on taxes and spending and tax code and government benefit programs and the need to prevent the across-the-board tax increases, all of that. I mean, we're talking about $600 billion. This is the combination that started to be called fiscal cliff, and it's all because of the legacy of never having a budget. This is what the lawmakers have given to us. We can't do a budget, so we end up in the same position constantly, and we hear the same rhetoric over and over and over again. Taxes are the biggest hurdle, no kidding, because of what people were elected on. The president campaigned that he was going to raise tax rates on the wealthiest 2% of the households in America, who he says have benefited rather than the rest of the population, the middle class, which the middle class is pretty squeezed, right? So, and he wants to extend low tax rates for the bottom 98%. It doesn't look like this is going to happen, though. The Republicans signed a pledge that they won't raise tax rates, thanks to Grover Norquist, who's become a very powerful guy, starting a group and just getting people to sign, because nobody wants... No, and it's true. Does anyone want to hear, oh, we're going to raise taxes? No. Do people want to pay their fair share? Ooh, I hope. And maybe that's what the problem is. Are you paying your fair share? What's happening with the infrastructure? You know, how much are you willing to pay for those firemen down the street, for the cops, for the teachers in the public schools, and you're paying for that, right? So all these things get thrown into the mix, and taxes are just not what you ever want to say. I'm going to raise taxes. Remember the read my lips, no new taxes, all that stuff. Boy, that can come back to bite you. And so this is the problem. Anybody who ran on taxes, which is everybody who ran, they're not going to give an inch on that. They're not going to give an inch. But John Boehner met with the president on Friday. They feel confident that something can happen. So it's going to be a Band-Aid, my friends. Get ready for a Band-Aid. And then it's going to be very painful when, once again, we have to rip the Band-Aid off. That's what keeps happening. And I am certain this is the same thing that we will see again. Another Band-Aid. That's the only way they're going to come to a compromise. They're not going to fix this in a couple of weeks. For goodness sake, they couldn't do it when they had a room full of Democrats and Republicans who were working only on that to try to come up with a deal and then call it a day. So now they're going to do it? No way. Maybe you think I'm wrong. 855-266-8.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big bird.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
All right, we have two controversies.
Good night.
For you. Over Christmas. The first one is this crazy story out of Santa Monica. I'm going to let you be the judge of this one. Fair or foul, America? Fair or foul? You ready? Here's the deal. There's an atheist guy named Damon Vix, and he decided, forget this crap of the nativity scene that we've always had right there on Ocean Avenue at Palisades Park in Santa Monica. I mean, why do we have to have that? It's just not right. Why should we have that? So the people in Santa Monica, the city council people, decided, hey, we've always had this holiday tradition, but we don't want to get into this religious battle back and forth of, you know, whether or not we should, it's not right to have that, to have the baby Jesus and the nativity scene, because it's offensive to people who don't believe in Jesus and who don't believe in what happened in Jerusalem and all the other nonsense, right? So the attorney is going to ask a federal judge on Monday, the attorney for the people who are upset that this has been going on for decades, and this is always just there to resurrect the depiction of the Jesus birth, but the city is trying to eject the case. They don't want any controversy. No controversy. Don't touch us. No, we're City Hall. We just want happy surfers, and we want our millionaires to have their place. We want our tax money to come in. We don't want any controversy. And here's what I say. It's not about atheists so much. I don't care about that. It's that why cannot people coexist of different denominations and beliefs and all that? So the atheist guy has to realize, I think in this case, who cares? If you don't believe in Jesus and nativity scenes and all that stuff, and you're just about Santa Claus or whatever you're about, why can't you just let a tradition just go as it is? Because it's been a long time tradition. It's what they do. It never was offensive to anyone before. I think it's a very sad commentary of where we are at this point. Again, who cares? Who cares? The nativity scene is there. I don't think it's worth this scuttlebutt at all. So now you're going to have this courtroom drama. There's going to be a whole group of atheists. And then there's going to be this other shift of a group of people who are upset about feeling that their beliefs aren't being heard. And you're going to have a major clash over this Christmas display. That's what it's going to be. So why should people bow down to that? Why should these communities bow down to that? I think it's just a creepy tactic, frankly. I don't get it. You know what? Surprisingly, a lot of religious folks of different denominations or whatever in my life, and I actually have two atheists in my life. And I think if I tell them this story, they'd be like, oh, that's ridiculous. They're just doing that. They're just trying to punctuate, make a point, go after those people, you know, go after the easy prey. Because I just don't understand. You know, it's one thing if you're talking about separation of church and state and through the courts and all that other stuff. And they're starting to gain a real foothold here. It's gaining a real foothold. The Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life released a study just last month. Somebody sent it to me. I think we even talked about it, that found 20% of Americans say they have no religious affiliation. I know we talked about it. A lot of people talked about it. An increase from 15% in the last 5 years. So that's the question, fair or foul? Fair or foul? What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The other controversy is, I had to practically virtually wrestle Matt Johnson to the ground to get him to play Christmas music, because he's like, no, no, no. It's like I cut off his airwaves because he thinks it's too early for Christmas music. I hate to tell him. In Dallas, Texas, in New York, in Chicago, do you know they have stations? And I agree with them.
We have one here. I know what you're going to say. They play Christmas music nonstop.
I know, and it's terrible. It's too early for Christmas. I agree. This segment only.
Well, I played it under protest.
You did. Just like the atheists in Santa Monica, only there's no courtroom to decide.
I think you got
to
wait at least until Thanksgiving's over.
I agree, but why is it that stations are already playing? They're playing it nonstop. And
I don't know.
It's annoying.
Be honest with you, I can't take it.
I can't either.
I can't take it. I'm so glad I don't work at that station, because I think I might go nuts.
I can't take it either. I don't understand why we can't wait. Why can't there be a line? We're blurring our holidays.
I feel like it gets earlier every year.
Yes. It's going to be in the summer. I mean, before we know, it's going to be July.
I know. Up here in the Northland, there's not even snow on the ground. And it's not even December.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's too early.
It's too early. What do you think, peeps?
Let holidays progress naturally.
Yeah, let them unfold.
You don't have to force things.
Yeah. How many men out there, really, they know the honey-do list is to climb up into the attic and get 50,000 bulbs and bring down all the decorations for Christmas? I don't think you're all anxious for that. I think you want to wait another week or two, at least, to get a break from having to crawl around and pull everything out and put it up. I'm not saying we got a bunch of Grinches in this audience, but I know. I have had to do it. I have had to be part of that. So I like the holidays, but I like the holidays to unfold when they unfold.
You know what else is getting out of control? The Black Friday.
Oh, no, that's what I said.
It's right after dinner. At 9 o'clock
I know,
or something.
I know. I said that.
What's going on?
I don't understand. I don't understand waiting in those lines and camping overnight. I don't get it.
So much.
I do, too.
Oh, I can't stand it.
I can't do it. I will forego a 40-inch television for $2.
That's what you have to do. It's like, how much is your time worth? and a headache worth. And sometimes, yeah, you'll get really good deals. Sometimes that extra $100 you're saving is just not worth it.
That's not worth it.
I don't know. Sometimes you can get a really good deal, I understand that, but the headache you have to go through is just absolutely insane.
No, I wouldn't do it. There's just no way. I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And then the thing that happens, too, which is really a bummer, is people wait in lines, and how this is what starts the riots and the people pushing each other, is they wait in lines, and they're too far back. So because they're too far back, they don't get the deal anyway. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you. The favorite song of the Ku Klux Klan is White Christmas.
Perfect.
Okay. In a far off
awful.
Okay. I got to get a book for you. In a far off monastery, every 10 years the monks were allowed to say two words. So this new monk, he had spent his 10 years. When he got his chance, he got up and he said, "Food bad." Sat back down. Well, 10 years later, he got back up again. He said his two words. He said, "Bed hard." And he sat back down. Finally, 10 years later, he gets his chance again. He got up. He says, "I quit." And the head monk says, "Well, I'm not surprised. You've done nothing but complain since you got here."
That's brilliance.
Okay, I got another one for you. This reporter saw this ad in the paper. It says, "Free talking dog to good home." And he goes, "Oh, come on." So he goes out and he says, "Is this the place with the talking dog?" He says, "Yeah, he's in the back, laying on his back with his sunglasses, catching some rays by the pool." He says, "He's just go through that gate. You'll see him out there." So the reporter goes out there and says, "Are you the talking dog?" The dog says, "Yes, I am. Sit right down. We'll visit for a little bit." And the guy was amazed. So the dog told him, he says, "Yeah, in my younger days, I was a guide dog and I rescued avalanche victims in Switzerland. And then when my country needed me, I did search and rescue during Gulf Storm." And he says, I've been in a couple wars now. And he says, "No, I'm retired, and I read books to senior citizens that are visually impaired." He goes, "Oh, well, you are amazing." He goes outside and he gets the guy. And he says, "Why are you trying to sell this fantastic dog?" And he says, "The dog's a liar. I said he's just a puppy. He's never done any of those things."
Oh, Dan, the laughs just keep on coming. We need to get you a few minutes at the improv. 855-266-KATE,
855-266-5283. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26%. 20% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't forget on our next show, Biggest Turkeys of the Year. You could put this group in Santa Monica because I think the fight isn't worth it. I don't understand why bother the fight since they've been doing this in the city since 1953. And you know what the nickname of Santa Monica was? The City of the Christmas Story. And part of the reason is because of the nativity scenes that they put up. Now, this is going to turn into a big old thing. That's what's going to happen. So lots of lawyers going to get a little money here and there, and it turns into this religious speech thing, public forum. Yeah, it's the city allows people to hand out religious literature. They even have apparently a play about the birth of Jesus, and churches set up nativity scenes, but that's private land, so I understand that. But the decision to ban the display, I guess, has really awoken a sleeping giant in that area of both sides. So there are plenty of people that are backing up the idea of, hey, we don't have to have this nativity sign. We don't really want it anymore. The nativity scene, not sign. We don't want this nativity scene anymore. And then there are other people who are saying, are you kidding me? We've done this since the 50s. Really? No. Why can't we keep our tradition? I think our tradition trumps it. So does it? Christians' right to free speech versus the atheists who say the nativity scene should not be there. It's offensive to them. The Santa Monica scene is offensive to them. This is the problem, ultimately. And I love Tom Jefferson. If people always say, well, who do you like of the founding fathers? And growing up in Philly, I think I've talked about this before. I mean, the Constitution, and Independence Hall and all that stuff was so emphasized in my rearing and childhood and history classes right from the get-go. So I like Tom Jefferson for a couple of reasons. The eloquent things that he wrote, the way he was such a great statesman and how involved and vital he was in our nation's birth, and the fact that he was about a smaller government versus a ginormous government. But there was a quote from Tom Jefferson that has been dug out by the people who are fighting against the Santa Monica nativity scene, and they're wearing it on shirts and stuff, and it says, "Religions are all alike, founded on fables and mythologies." So they're using that and some other things, but this is part of the problem. We know that we were escaping religious persecution from England, so the thing is, if you want to take it a little bit further than that, why can't we have atheists, agnostics, Baptists, Methodists, Catholics, Jewish, whatever? Why can't this be aren't we beyond this? Can't we coexist and have different beliefs? And this is such a crazy tactic. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's a waste of space, but you know what? Here we are talking about it on America Tonight, and I've seen it on a bunch of other shows, and I've seen little blurbs about it in some of the papers. So there you go. If I'm an atheist fighting that, I've got my bait, because that's pretty good bait to use that what happened in Santa Monica since the 50s, that they put up this big scene in the park. And I don't know. I looked at it, and somebody I know that lives out in the West Coast sent me a picture too. And I think you can easily Google and find pictures. And it just didn't seem offensive to me. I mean, there's like the whole scene. It's the whole nativity scene, and it's right there along Ocean Avenue. But for goodness sake, you can certainly jet around it if it's that brutal to your eyes. So, you know. Why not? Why not tie up everybody in knots over this whole deal? My prediction is, however, that the atheists may win. This Christmas showdown may be an atheist win, because they could tie it to other things. Maybe they could tie it to city land and space and all that kind of stuff. And they have a good chance, I believe, of winning it. Depends on who's arguing on the other side, but they do have a leg to stand on, and especially since the city council was canceling it. So the city council's canceling it, they buckled under pressure, they don't want anything to do with controversy, and then the atheists are arguing about it, that it's that violates their rights, and why do we have to have it there, and all that kind of stuff. So I think that this is not going to be a thing that easily goes away. It'll drag on, maybe even perhaps right up to Christmas anyway, and so then therefore the nativity scene will be null and void, because by the time they get over the argument, they won't have a ruling in time. Hopefully not, because then that's chicken in the court systems, and I hope that doesn't happen. And since the city already said no, and they're canceling the display, they would take it down, and they wouldn't put it back up unless they were ordered to put it back up, and that's how they could avoid this, by kind of pushing it out a little bit further, and I wouldn't be completely shocked by that. Would you be shocked by that? You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, or jingle this number, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It wouldn't be Christmas if there wasn't controversy, would it? So, of course, there's controversy over this. I mentioned the lame duck Congress and the fact that, you know, in this hour that we're sparring over what to do with this deficit. So the deficit is taking precedence over, you know, just the fix is taking precedence over what's happening with the military, with the slashing of the military budget. And will it be critical, or is it just that the military is too bloated? Because, you know, here's a great bone of contention for a lot of people, too. And I would say this, that if Leon Panetta tells me that he's concerned about what's being cut out, I'm going to pay attention to Leon Panetta. Because which way does Leon Panetta affiliate himself with. Think about it. A big, big D. And if he's saying that and he was upset over the fact that there was going to be another axe that was going to flow down the back of the military, and he argued over specific things that would be affected, I'm going to go with Leon Panetta on this. So they're having some scares about these dire warnings that a major defense cuts that are due will eliminate lots of jobs and create other economic problems, because everybody forgets about that. To avoid these cutbacks, if they don't avoid these cutbacks, you're also going to lose all these jobs, a ton of jobs. That's why the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who is digging his heels in and saying Republicans are not going to increase the tax rate for the high earners in the country, they're not going to do it, but they could close some of the tax loopholes, that they're open to doing that. The Democrats say to close the loopholes is not enough money. That simply is not going to get it done. So we're going to continue to struggle over this. Republicans are trying to find ways to increase revenue, and they say Democrats have to cut entitlement programs, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and then you got a $500 billion cut in defense cuts hanging out for the next decade, and that's just been dropped from almost every conversation, right? I mean, it's just getting dropped. And the thing is, how many jobs would be eliminated? Virginia has military bases across the state. You know how many jobs would be eliminated there? 130,000 jobs would be eliminated. Because you forget about it, the jobs connected to it. So that those people fall into that middle class category too, by the way. They fall into that 98%. So, will the President and Congress reach an agreement, or do the tax cuts expire at the tail end of the year? Do we just have to figure out a way to get around it? Probably the answer is a Band-Aid. I think a Band-Aid's what's going to happen here. If they throw a Band-Aid over it, then they can figure out ways to stretch it out into the next year, and then deal with it in the next year. And that's my prediction. It's going to be a Band-Aid situation. Sally's listening to us in Washington. Hey, Sal.
Hi, Kate.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to you for a while now, and I was going to say I'm one of those people that love Christmas music. Right after Halloween, I started playing it. I go to sleep listening to it because it's comforting.
Oh, I understand.
Go ahead.
I understand, but, you know, we don't want to play it out. That's the thing. We have our favorite tunes, so that's why it's better to keep it in a small window for most of us.
I don't usually hear it in the stores, though. And to me, I grew up in a large family, and Christmas was not so much about the presents, but about family gathering together and all the goodies that we made,
mm-hmm.
the good food, the cookies and everything
Ooh,
that we made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was about music, and we got a present or two, you know. It wasn't about all that
other
part of
stuff.
It, shopping till you drop.
Yeah. Good. That's better. I mean, it's about the food, yeah.
So it was about, you know, family, that when we look back at it. But now it seems like it's gotten so commercial. I don't even put up a tree. I like the Christmas lights. I have candles. I put out my snowmen and my angels, and that's about it, all over other tables and things.
Yeah, good for you.
But I know everybody's got their different thing. But I was also going to say, you said that there were two generals that have gone under Obama. Maybe I misunderstood you, but there's three. General McChrystal's gone under Obama.
Yeah.
Reyes, and now Tom Allen. So three generals.
I know. Is that crazy to think? If you want to wind the clock back, I was talking about the two generals in this controversy. Sal, thanks. But you are right. If you wanted to talk about how many generals of the 38 have gone, McChrystal would be on the list for his criticism of Obama. A little football next. Have you ever heard of have a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Manning looks like he feels like they're going to blitz. Five-man rush. It's picked up. Payton pumps once. Now throws. Pass caught by Decker. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Decker to the touch, to the end zone. Touchdown.
Sanchez takes the snap. Drops back. Pumps once. Looks downfield. Fires a bomb. Right side. At the pylon. Caught. Chad Gillens. Touchdown. The pump fake on the bubble screen. Perfectly, Mark Sanchez sucked the coverage up towards the line. Schilling ran a go route. Sanchez with a perfect pass. And the Jets do indeed get a desperately needed touchdown. And they've got the lead. Straight back, Palmer. Throwing in this one is going to be intercepted by Malcolm Jenkins. On his feet, back to the 40. 35 down the far sideline. 20, still on his feet. Palmer black to the turf. And it's going to be a touchdown return by Malcolm Jenkins of 55 yards.
Inside the Ravens, 40. Fields it cleanly at the numbers. 2-1 man, 45-50. Steelers territory, 40. He's got an alley, 35-30. Heading to the far corner, 20. One man to beat 10. Jacoby Jones does it again. Touchdown, Ravens.
Next to Rodgers, lost the left side. Going for Cobb, a leaping attempt. He's got it between the defenders. Touchdown, Green Bay. Oh, what a throw. What a catch. Kicks away, 38. Thank you.
Todd in the gun. Throws it right side. Wide receiver screen. Andre Johnson across the 40, 35 to his right 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. The Texans win it. Andre Johnson, 48 yards. My goodness. Houston wins it overtime.
Yeah, for some it felt like that. A long, long day, but a lot of close games, games that came down to the wire. Three overtime games. How about Peyton Manning throws three touchdowns, the Broncos with a big 30-23 win. You had the Cowboys who beat the Browns, and they should have really pummeled them. It was in their own house. They almost lost it. It was a crazy finish in overtime, 23-20. Brady once again, in a, what looked like it was going to be a really good game in the beginning, just completely outplays Andrew Luck, and the Patriots rout the Colts 59-24. And then you had the Texans and Jacksonville. Jacksonville 1-8, the Texans 8-1. So you would think they would have thumped them, and they weren't. Jacksonville was leading in a big chunk of this game almost all the way through, and in the end, Houston ended up with the win. It was another overtime thing, 43-37. The Ravens, in a boring Sunday night game because there wasn't much scoring here, they shut down the Steelers, but barely. 13-10 was the final score. There were a couple of other blowouts. Washington blew out Philadelphia, and Green Bay ended up winning their game over Detroit. And that, in the beginning, that was looking like that might be a much closer affair. And actually, most of the way through, it was pretty nip and tuck. So it was another crazy week in the NFL. I am in a couple of different fantasy leagues. Just I'll throw that out there for your information and because we do nail the score. And Matt Johnson also is in a fantasy league. I had a great week, and Matt says he had a good week too. Right, Matt?
Yep. Was able to pull out a victory again this week and kept my very slim playoff hopes alive. I think I have to win out. If I get one more loss, I think it's season's over. And I got to play for the toilet bowl. So.
Oh, but at least you're alive for now.
But that's the way our league works. We have a 10-man league, and the top six teams make the playoffs, and the bottom four play for the toilet bowl. And if the point is to actually, you know, like, if you lose the game, then you advance, and then whoever, like, keeps losing, you got to buy all the snacks and food for the draft party the next year.
Oh, that seems pretty fair to me. I like that idea. Yep, so I had a good week. I cleared the board, and we'll see if mine. I still have to wait on one last game. And our nail the score game this past week, and the reason why we bring this up, is San Francisco and Chicago. So Bears or the 49ers, we'll see if anyone ends up nailing the score this time around. And then we'll do it again for week 12. A change in the day because of Thanksgiving holiday, so if you want to participate, it's so much fun. It's only for three segments, and we'll do it on our Tuesday into Wednesday show. All you have to do is, once the game of the week is announced, pick who you think is going to be the winner and what you think the final score is going to be. I mean, how many people, if we had had New England and Indy, would have thought, oh, yeah, the Patriots win this 59-24? Or how many people would have said, well, you know what, you look at Cincinnati and Kansas City, and Cincinnati's going to blow out Kansas City, and in the end that's going to be 28-6. Yes, you might have thought Cincinnati would win, but would you have picked that score? And the Jets really have been an erratic team. They win, they needed to win, and they should have beaten St. Louis. They did, 27-13. And then the really interesting game, I think, of the week, in the beginning anyway of the day, had to have been this Arizona-Atlanta game. A lot of people thinking that Arizona was going to win, and Atlanta has just been on such a roll, and they keep that roll going. Atlanta beating Arizona in the end, but it was a tight finish, 23-19. So it would have been strange picking that score. It's hard to predict what will happen in the NFL, which is, I guess, why all the prognosticators who have these great winning percentages and brag about how many games they get right are able to get you money in Las Vegas because people are looking for some kind of an edge to what's happening in the NFL. I got to mention this here as we're heading down the final stretch straightaway, if you will, of this Hour of America tonight. You know, the final Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 came out this past week, and we do our cheap movie reviews on our Friday show, our Friday morning show. 144 million plus. Wow. 144 million plus. It's crazy. Blown away. All kinds of box office records. And this is just the first weekend. So we're heading into a holiday weekend. You would assume that there'll be even more money in the end for that vampire meets werewolf, you know, series that just took off. Vampires and zombies and whatever, that they're going through that cyclical period where they're popular again, and a lot of teenagers like that genre. So the timing was right for the whole Twilight film thing, and they're going to end with a bang, just like Harry Potter, in a different way, but Harry Potter, the magic, all that stuff, they ended in a bang. And Twilight ends in a bang, definitely. All right, and we're ending the show with this one thing about Benghazi. What a wild turn that is, huh? Republicans are saying that, look, Susan Rice has to testify on Benghazi. And some people feel like she's getting beaten up, and she shouldn't be. She's the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., but, hey, she's being considered as a possible replacement for Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. So let's see what she's made of testifying before Congress on her remarks after the September attack that killed the American envoy to Benghazi that included Ambassador Stevens. Let's see what she's made of. I say, why not? Let her go through it. Whether or not this, she really, should she be the target? Who cares? Not really. It should be what was the talking points for the administration. But if she wants to step into the frying pan, let her step into the frying pan. John McCain and Lindsey Graham are not backing down on their promise to oppose any attempt by President Obama to put Rice into a cabinet position that would require Senate confirmation. They say they're not going to back her up at all. No way. So she's going to have to testify at some point. Might be a closed-door hearing or an open hearing. And they're going to have an open one, too. So might as well be the open one, just get it over with and hear what they have to say. Just give us the narrative, tell us what happened, and just leave it at that. Just here's what happened, A to B, like a story, a beginning, a middle, and an end, and be done with it, for goodness sake.
Oh, man, talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
I'm stupid, you're smart. You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.